catch up with Jess. This is the Hit 96.9 podcast.
Right now, I'm joined in studio by President of GV Pride, Georgie Port, to obviously chat about today's announcement, 10 a.m, the results of the marriage equality postal vote. Georgie, good morning.
Good morning.
Georgie, thank you so much for coming in today. I realised that throughout this debate, I hadn't really engaged with anyone from the LGBTQ community. And even yesterday, I spoke to some Shep locals and asked them the question, how do you think the results of the marriage equality vote will affect your day-to-day life in the GV, whether it's yes, whether it's no? And the general consensus was it won't. My day-to-day won't be affected. Someone else's happiness doesn't affect my own. But today's result will greatly affect you. You are in a same-sex relationship. You're obviously president of GV Pride. This is going to have severe personal ramifications for you. How have you felt the last few months with all the campaigning, the propaganda? There's been ridiculousness and drama and nastiness from both sides, from the yes and from the no camp. How have you felt the last couple of months with this very public debate?
So for me personally, it's definitely been a journey. It's been such a long time advocating in this space for about 5 years, going down to rallies in Melbourne and also advocating in the GV area. And I think the last few months and the last few weeks have been pretty hard for a lot of individuals. I found myself trying to switch off a lot more from the media, which sounds really bad, but you kind of have had to do that. But also I've had to take a bit of a stand and be kind of a voice and a person to look to and a person to be supporting others, because there's a lot of people that are feeling vulnerable, but there's also a lot of community leaders that are feeling vulnerable because we don't have any idea which way it's going to go. A lot of us are saying it will be yes, and I've been saying to myself it will be yes, because I feel like the more positive energy I put into the universe, the better I'll get back. But at the same time, it's a 50-50 shot. It could go either way, and we still won't know for sure until, 10 o'clock today.
Exactly. And even after that, Georgie, and I'm sure a lot of people have been discussing this as well, it's non-binding. Now, I don't know how the government can announce at least the ABS can announce, yes, it's a yes, and then it be ignored. I don't know how you could possibly back that up, but it is non-binding. So we still have this air of insecurity and unsurety around it, don't we?
Yeah, definitely. There's going to be a number of questions, I feel, and a lot of people, I think I'm going to say it's going to be a yes. I'm going to sit on that positive side. And when, we hear that, there's going to be a lot of happiness and elation, but also I think there's going to be a fallout still. And then there's going to be a lot of questions. People will want to know what happens next, how the government's going to react, what the vote, like what this result means. And I feel like being that we are still in a Liberal-run government, there could be a lot of backlash that comes from the more conservative community and, different officials that are still going to vote against it. And I think that there's going to be a lot of work that we need to do with our politicians, rallying around, getting knowing now that we have the response and the support from the community at large, that we can then go and say to them, well, we have the yes vote. This is what we need from you.
Yeah, and we need the fear-mongering to back off. Some of the propaganda we've seen has just been so far removed from the real issue of marriage equality, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Things like we're going to lose freedom of speech and what's going to start being taught in our primary schools, so far removed from the actual issue at hand. And it's all just been fear-mongering to try and get those fringe people who don't really understand what's going on, who might not know anyone or be personally connected to the LGBT community. So it's scaring those people. So moving forward, it is a little bit of a concern that that stuff's going to keep happening as well.
It is. And I think that at the end of the day, we can only keep reminding people that the safe schools has nothing to do with it, that your freedom and right to religion and your right to choose what you want in your life is still going to be the same as it has been for, entirety of time that I can even think of. I think that at the end of the day, if you know a person identifies as being LGBTIQA, within your home, your family, your workplace, then what you're going to see from them is a person that might, be more confident, might feel more supported, might feel more celebrated as a person, which would then in turn help them, and they will grow, and you'll definitely see a change in them. And there'll be some members in the community where you don't see change. And then there could also still be a lot of young people and people that come from disadvantaged and vulnerable places that are still going to feel very insecure about what's happening, because we have had no significant government saying, as much as it the um, the st- statistics, I think it is, have said yes. We've had no government come on board and say, well, 100% we're going to put this through.
Yeah.
Like, we're still not going to know anything for sure at this stage. It's just, I think it's good because we'll be able to take a little bit of time to celebrate ourselves and to be reminded of the things that we have done and how far we've come so far in Australia. But also, it's still going to be a lot of pushback and we're going to have to keep fighting, and this is going to go on. I would hope that there's a bit of a better kind of result in the next few months with government. I hope that they don't wait until after Christmas. I hope something goes through now, because what an amazing Christmas present it would be for the LGBTI community to have marriage equality for Christmas.
If they want a resolution with the citizenship saga before Christmas, they can certainly do this.
I think so.
With the remaining MPs that are sitting in Parliament. Anyway, Georgie, I just want to touch on quickly your position in GV Pride. You're obviously president. You're a lot of people do look up to you. You know, we've seen a lot of reports about the spike in mental health support services, especially young people contacting them during this period. Have you found that as well on a local level, a lot more people coming to you, questioning themselves, questioning their place in the world? Things like, am I normal? The sad, you know, the dark side of a debate like this that's bringing out in our young people.
In terms of GV Pride, we support people as best as we can, and we will refer them to alternate services like Calling Beyond Blue and Q-Life, and because Q-Life and Switchboard have a service that you can call, and Lifeline and Kids Helpline and all of those services that in a crisis situation that you would refer people to anyway. With the community, though, I definitely think that more people have joined us and people have come to our events. We're holding a dinner this evening, and we have been holding different things over the last few weeks with the Out in the Open Festival last weekend, and then in the follow-up we'll have our free Christmas barbecue the week before Christmas. And we're going to continue to do as much as we can to support the community and to continue to be there as advocates and allies for anyone who needs us, because that's ultimately what GV Pride is there for, social and support, and being around for those members in the community that might not have family that support them, or they might be estranged from their family, or they might not have an inclusive workplace or anything like that. That's what we're there for. So I think, yeah, we've seen both sides. And with the young people, like, a lot of young people have a lot of support in Shepparton. The Diversity Project is amazing, and that's really great. So the young people, I think that they have been really good at supporting each other as well. Young people are amazing. They can ultimately support each other through their peer networking and social media and different avenues like that. And I think that GV Pride, our focus is more on adults and the older community. And unfortunately, when you look at people that are in their older years in life, that they often have come through a place of trauma. They've lived through the 70s and the 80s when the AIDS epidemic was raw and a real thing. And I think for a lot of people that are like 35 plus, that there's been a lot of vulnerability. And that's kind of where GV Pride, we focus on anyone that's 18 plus pretty much all the way up. So yeah, in terms of adults and support, like, it really varies on what people need, but we can pretty much do as much as we can to support people.
Yeah, awesome. And where can people connect with you? Facebook, phone number?
Yes, we have Facebook. We have a Golden Valley Pride Shepparton page. We have like a closed group, which is GV Pride Members and Friends, which you can ask to join and be added. We have Instagram. We have our website, gvpride.org. If you would like to get in touch with anyone on the committee, you can email us. My email is president@gvpride.org. And get connected with us. Like, all of our events are online. We have a monthly blog in the Shep newspaper as well that I often write, or Damien, a good friend of mine, writes. So we're around. Come find us. We often have events. We're at festivals. We're, you know, everywhere.
Awesome. Well, Georgie, thank you so much for coming in this morning. I really appreciate it. 10 a.m., the results of the marriage equality postal plebiscite will be revealed. Revealed sounds so dumb. That word will be announced, I should say. 10 a.m., the ABC is doing a live screening of that. But, Georgie, I want to say good luck. It doesn't come down to luck at this point, but You know, there are people here for you as well. I am one of them. So thank you so much for
your
time today.
And I think to listen for the screams of the people saying yes and the rainbow flags running around the streets of Shepparton. That's what I'm hoping for this morning.
Thank you so much, Georgie.
Thank you.
You're waking up with Jess on the GV's Hit 96.9.